Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a metaphor, but picture it literally with me for just a second. Perhaps at some time in your life, perhaps as a child, you built a house of cards. The bottom layer is the foundation, and it's fun. It's a great challenge to see how high you can make it. And of course, the strength of each succeeding layer is an important part of the structure. But if the foundation wiggles or moves or collapses, well, it all comes crashing down like a house of cards. And if that happens, you might feel disappointed or you might feel like giving up, but it's not a big deal, as long as you're only working with cards. But what if you're working with more than that? What if more important things are at stake? Things like your job, your financial prospects. What about your relationships or the security that you could guarantee to your family if you have one? What about your life's goals or your dreams? What about your future? What about everything? You're gonna risk everything. You're gonna build on a foundation. Would you do it? Only one reason. Only if the foundation is so firm that nothing can shake it. Otherwise, I won't do it, and neither would you, and neither would the disciples, and neither would Thomas, because they're the same. They're really exactly the same in this text, the disciples and then Thomas after them. St. John, of course, writes the Thomas part of the text, but it only adds further emphasis. It gives a little bit more explicit teaching, and it is remarkable for its drama. But these men are all alike in their turn. Because in the verse preceding the text, Mary had said, "I have seen the Lord." But they didn't believe her. And that night, the disciples were locked in because they were afraid of the Jews. And then the disciples told Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." But he didn't believe it. And he said, "Unless I can see the foundation myself, I will not believe it, and I will not build my future upon it." Because, oh yes, they were risking. They were risking a lot. You may recall that their enemies had killed the master. And what do you think they would do next to the disciples if they got the chance? Oh, yes, there was a lot at stake. They had left their homes, their work, their families to follow this Jesus, and they had seen him die. And it all came down like a house of cards. And if you're going to rebuild, it had better be a foundation that nothing can shake, a foundation so strong that it could replace their unbelief. For that is what they were, those disciples. Not doubters with questions. They were unbelievers. They were men who believed that Jesus of Nazareth had died and that he was going to stay dead. How firm a foundation did they need? Firm enough to overcome that kind of fear and unbelief. Firm enough to touch. Firm enough to see. Firm enough to grasp. As firm as hands with nail prints in them. As a side with a wound. As firm as feet with scars. That's what they wanted. And that's what Jesus delivered. You see, the question for our flesh and blood, real life, blood and guts, sinning and dying world, the real question is this: did Jesus of Nazareth do these signs or not? Did he or did he not show his glory at the wedding of Cana and then heal the royal official's son? Did he or did he not show himself as the true bread of heaven that comes down and gives life to the world? Did he or did he not revivify the 4 days corpse of Lazarus to show that in God's plan, even death will be undone and death will not be victor? Did he or did he not die to grind away our guilt, to snatch away our sin, to liberate us to life with him, for him right now? Did he or did he not die and rise to eternal life himself so that we can know that one day all sickness and all sin and all death and all fear will be undone and we will live with him forever? Did he do the signs or not? That's the foundation. Jesus did not begrudge to the disciples that question. He gave them the foundation that they wanted and that they needed. Now, should the disciples have believed Mary? Of course they should have. She saw the foundation. And should Thomas have believed the other disciples? Of course he should have. They saw the foundation. Should we believe the words of Mary, of the disciples, of Thomas? Should we believe the words of St. John, who was there and who could have written so many signs, but he wrote these? He saw them and he wrote them down. Should we believe him? There's a lot at stake, because we're not playing cards here. There's futures and relationships. There's finances and dreams. There's uncertainties. Just because you have a foundation doesn't mean you know how many bathrooms you're going to get in the house. There's a lot at stake this week. But you know, without meaning to hurt anyone's feelings, this week is no different than any other week in which we stake everything on a foundation. Did he do the signs or not? Did he die for you and rise or not? He wanted you to know the answer. And so he appeared to Mary, and he showed himself to the disciples, and blessed Thomas got to see him too. And Jesus invited Thomas to put his fingers into the places of our salvation, into the only wounds in all the creation that cause the Father to smile. And Thomas believed, "My Lord and my God." How firm is this foundation? It is strong. It is strong enough for your dreams and your plans. It is strong enough for today. It is strong enough for tomorrow and for the next day and for the next and for all of your days. This is a word that you may believe. This is a foundation on which you may build. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Amen.